Coast Radio News for Thursday, January 30th, 2020. I'm George Henry. Lane County Sheriff's Department has released the name of the Florence woman that died at Terwilliger Hot Springs on Sunday. 25-year-old Kaylee Marie Price of Florence suffered a medical event while visiting the springs. Bystanders attempted life-saving measures until the fire department arrived, but efforts to save her were unsuccessful. Price is a 2012 graduate of Scius Law High School. Price's death is still being investigated by Lane County Sheriff's and the Lane County Medical Examiner's Office, but no foul play is expected. The names of the four Scius Law High School students that are nominated for Future First Citizen have been announced. On the list are Tiffany Hine, Brandon Jensen, Jared Northrup, and Hannah Rano. The Future First Citizen Award recognizes a student for his or her academic leadership and success, as well as civic involvement and contributions to the community. Scius Law Awards will take place at the Florence Event Center on February 12th. Tickets for the event are $35 and are available at the FEC box office. Another California man was arrested in Yahats Tuesday night. Lincoln County Dispatch received a 911 call that was just an open line with no caller on the phone. Voices could be heard in the background, and the dispatch operator determined the nature of the call was someone in distress. Lincoln County deputies arrived at the location and arrested 43-year-old Brandon Ryan Hove. An investigation revealed that Hove entered the home unlawfully but did not attempt to commit any other crimes. He was booked into Lincoln County Jail for first-degree trespass. Bail was set at $15,000. Earlier in the evening, Hove had been removed from businesses in Yahats by deputies, but said Holves's conduct did not warrant criminal charges. Hove is the second California male to be arrested this week in Yahats. On Saturday, 37-year-old Michael Gordon Ritchie of Forestville, California, was arrested and charged with burglary 1 and 5 other criminal charges. Mapleton schools are back in session today after a water leak forced the cancellation of classes yesterday. Superintendent Jody O'Mara says they were able to complete a temporary fix on the line, enough so to get the school reopened today. The school will be working on a permanent solution in the coming days. That's Coast Radio News for Thursday, January 30th, 2020.